أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. This is the beginning of the fourth supara. The third supara ended where Allah Ta'ala says that the kuffar, the non-believers, if on the day of Qiyamah they gave the whole world full of gold in order to get their ransom to be saved from Jahannam, it won't be accepted from them. In the first case, it is an impossibility. And the whole world's gold, what does it mean to Allah Ta'ala? It means nothing to Allah Ta'ala. And in any case, if it was also, it won't be accepted. Now here in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala shows that the believers, a little also if they spend in the path of Allah for Allah's pleasure, how valuable it is. And that they should actually try and spend in order to gain the love of the most beloved, to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, which is permanent. Spend of your beloved things which are temporary in this world. Whatever you have left for in this world, which are temporary, give them in the path of Allah and you'll get the love of Allah which is permanent. Also, a person by nature, all of us, وَأُخْتِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسَ الشُّحْ. Greed is prevalent in every person. And every person loves his money. He doesn't want to part with his money. But when a person parts with his money, then the love of money goes off. So by force, a person should bring it upon himself to spend in the path of Allah. Then the love of this money will go out. And then he will see that is the starting point of his Islam. Then he will see what avenues and what doors Allah opens for him. Till he does not do that, does not spend in the path of Allah, the great doors of Allah's marifat, Allah's muhabbat, the connection with Allah, those doors don't open. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ. Hargiz na hasil kar sakoge neki me kamal. You will never be able to reach the perfection of piety. The high stages of the abrar and the very high stages, you will never be able to achieve that. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Jab tak na kharch karo apni pyari cheez se kuch. Until you don't spend even just a little, but not all the things you love. A little, one thing of what you love very greatly, you should spend that in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So these things which you are loving, which are temporary, which are of inferior quality, you will spend that in the path of Allah, in the love of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Then you gain the love of Allah. And whoever has found the love of Allah, he knows that there is nothing that can come anywhere near that. So one of the ways to find that is to spend at least one, some of the things that we love, that we really love. When this ayat was revealed, Hazrat Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi, came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that Allah Ta'ala says we can't achieve the high stages of piety, the stages of the abrar, until we don't spend of what we love the most. By Allah, he said, of all my assets that I have, the orchard of Bireha, there was a well in there which was known as Ha, Bireha. That orchard, I love it the most. I'm giving it into path of Allah Ta'ala. And O Allah's Nabi, you decide for me where I should spend it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, wah, wah, what a great thing you have done. What a great achievement you have accomplished. Spend it in your family members. Then he went in all between his family members, his uncle's children, between them he spent all that. So we see Allah Ta'ala wants to take from us, but when we have to give, take, when Allah takes and we have to give, then also Allah made it so easy that you're still spending it on yourself, your own family people. In fact, to spend in the path of Allah, which is so virtuous, the best place to spend is on your family first. Spend on them first your immediate family. Unfortunately, many of us spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. We will give to masajid, to madaris, very good to the poor, to the needy, but we forget our own family. Whereas it should start with the family first. If our own family is in difficulty, some hardship, and we are giving everywhere else in the world, that is not the corrective approach. So he then spent it all on his family members. And it isn't only that you have to spend the best, even if you spend anything, even the things which are not so the best, that also spend it. There is reward for that also. But by spending what you love the most, and you give that in the path of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will give you Himself. He who is most beloved, Allah will give him to you. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ اور جو چیز خرج کرو گے. And whatever you spend, even the things that you don't like, even small things, insignificant things, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. So Allah کو معلوم ہے. Allah is fully aware, and Allah will reward you accordingly. However, a person should not only spend things which are discarded, which are in the way for him, in his shop, in his house, which are a burden for him, and which hasn't got any benefit in it. And that we say we're giving in the path of Allah Ta'ala. We saw that in Australia, the people, even the non-Muslims, have got one great quality in them. For example, if they buy a new washing machine, they won't sell the old washing machine, they put it out on the pavement, and whoever wants to take it can pick it up. Unfortunately, our condition is just that if we buy a new fridge, new washing machine, the old one, which is giving us trouble now, we know it's got problems, we'll try and sell it and try and get the best money from it also. If we give that away, in Australia we saw with our eyes, we saw the things lying on the pavement, asked, what is this? He said, it's a custom there, that whenever you buy a new thing, fridge, washing machine, couch, anything, the old, they just put it on the pavement, and whoever wants to picks it up. So we also should learn to give, and not give the things that we don't like. Many of us, in our businesses, what we call partal maal, the things that are not selling, things which are now they no more an asset in the business. When we are to give our zakat, that we give. No, you should try and give, if not the best, what is actually required, which is of average quality. Don't give the worst if you can't give the best. If you give the best out of your own wealth, free wealth, that is very, very good. But it is not required by Sharia that you give the best when you are giving your zakat. But to spend like that in the path of Allah, what you love the most, the greatest reward you will get, Allah Himself. And like that also we should try and spend. If a person is giving all his wealth away, and in there are things which are now useless, then it's in order, because he's giving everything away. But just to give the things which are useless, which don't have any value, which is not any benefit, and we just give that and we say we are giving that in the path of Allah, that is not correct at all. So we should learn to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and to gain the love of Allah, to get Allah Himself, spend that, not all also, just at least one thing, what we love very much, spend that in the path of Allah, give it away to somebody, and then we will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. And like that, we should keep on spending in the path of Allah. Allah loves spending in His path very greatly. The rewards are immense. And the love of money will go out of a person. And that will be the starting point of his Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.